On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for your next mortgage. Maybe you're refinancing, rates are pretty darn low, or maybe you're looking at buying a new home. I'll tell you what, there's not a lot of homes left. The inventory is really, really low. But in any case, if you're looking for a mortgage, call Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage. His number is 836-5700, or you can reach Indigo Mortgage on the web at indigomortgage.net. Hi, Britton Pruitt, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me.
I'm good, my friend. I understand that you're totally back in action, and as a former Marine, is recovery a little bit take a little longer now than it used to, Britton?
I don't know if it's because of the Marine, but it's because of the age.
Well, I'll tell you this. I got hurt my share I've had my twisted ankles and broken noses and all those things playing basketball. But I'll tell you, a crash these days at 62 on a mountain bike takes a few days to get over. So I definitely feel your pain, my friend. Hey, I want to ask you about the ACCH virtual event. That was back here a couple of weeks ago, and we promoted it quite a bit on the station. I understand it turned out well for you.
It went very well. We had tremendous support. There were things that happened that we just couldn't believe, we didn't expect, and we met and exceeded our goals that we had by far. And we want to thank all of our donors and all of our sponsors and everybody else that's involved. We couldn't have done it without you. Thank you very much.
Well, Britton, we want to make sure that people understand, though, that I guess we have to keep. I don't even know if the word normal is something we can use anymore. I've heard the new normal.
Yeah.
I've heard the new expectations, however you want to describe it. Life is just going to be different now moving forward. But up until COVID, March of this year, you guys had a lot of really neat, I'll call them interpersonal events. You had a barbecue during the summer. You had the virtual event this past November was a beautiful banquet with an auction and some other things. So now you guys are deploying technologies to let people know about who you are and what you do. Tell us a little bit about the resources maybe available so people can find out about ACCH and if there is a way they can come down and just take a look at what you're doing.
So we are on Facebook at facebook.com/Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. We also have a YouTube channel. We have we're doing everything we can to bring us up to date. And to make sure that we have the means to be able to get the mission out there to people and let them know what we are doing. Anything that anybody wants to do, we can. If you want to contact us at acch4kids.org on our website or Facebook, or just call us at 505-898-5520. We are available, and we can anything that you need to do. If you guys need to have me come out and speak to your corporation or your business or your church, I'll be ready and willing to do that.
And I want to play off of that statement a little bit. If a church does want to get involved, well, let's say a listener right now is finding out about ACCH for the first time. You're caring for a bunch of kids. You have house parents in a couple of different cottages that care for the kids just like their own parents, go to parent-teacher meetings, take them to school. Tell us what life looks like during the pandemic, because you are handling school and things a little bit differently.
So it's been challenging to prepare for all the steps necessary to keep the kids safe, but we have support from many different people and many different sources that help us with that, with their time, their resources, money. And we've had some extra costs, some extra expenses that have to go in with providing a safe environment for the children. And we've had people step up and help us do that both physically and monetarily. And so that's really helped us out trying to get the things done that we need to get done.
So if you're a child and you take care of children from all walks of life, doesn't matter what their faith orientation is, doesn't matter what their ethnicity is, you're going to take care of these kids regardless just because they need a safe place to live. But when they come to ACCH, what does life look like for them?
Before they come or while they're there?
I kind of want to emphasize that, you know, people don't, I almost don't want to even say how difficult life is before they come to ACCH. It's just like, Britton, I was just talking with a gentleman named Chase Wixon in our first half hour, and they have a therapeutic foster parenting program through the Bear Foundation. And the circumstances that kids come from are just really difficult. I mean, it's frankly heartbreaking. And that's really true about the kids at ACCH. But I can personally testify, I've talked with the kids at ACCH. The life there is so safe, so comforting. They have parents. They have a place to be and have their stuff, and they have a room and they have people to play with. So paint that picture for us, because I want people to understand how positive ACCH is and the ministry that you have.
So just really quick, these kids do come from abuse and neglect and abandonment, and they have challenges that cause them to grow up way too soon and situations that they deal with that they shouldn't have to deal with. But when they get here, they are surrounded by, they have been highly trained. They know what they're doing to help the kids grow emotionally and with a lot of support mentally. And they are shown love. They are shown love that probably they haven't been shown in some cases ever. And so these children are given everything they can, and also just to be kids. I mean, it's house parents. As soon as they get there, we take them to get clothes. We make they have food. We take them and make sure that they get a health checkup. Everything that we need to do, and anything that parents normally do, we do for them. And so it's a really good time for them, and to show them that they are loved and accepted.
You mentioned earlier here in our conversation, there are people that come in and they help you in various ways. We've talked about in past programs where contractors have come in, church groups have come in. During this time of COVID, are people able to visit the campus and still get some services to you?
So at this time, we're not able to have visitors on campus, unfortunately, but hopefully very soon. We will need to, if we're able to have people on campus, hopefully this spring and this summer, we will need work done. Mm-hmm. We will, it's been a while since we've had people to come on campus and do maintenance. It's been a while since we've had people come and do projects on campus. And so we are going to need people to do that at some point whenever we're able to. But yes.
Britton, let's say I'm a member of church and I want my church to get in with supporting ACCH. Do you help me go talk to my board of elders and put on a presentation to that group?
Absolutely. That's what I do. And so if anybody needs me to speak to their business or their congregation or anything, or any individuals too, I'll be willing to do that. I'll come and give a presentation, and if you guys have any questions, you can ask me. I can give you more information once I get there, but I can do all of that. That's my job, and I'll be willing to help you guys out in any way I can.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Describe for us, if you will, the role of a house parent. That's a big job at ACCH.
A house parent is going to be doing anything that a normal parent does times 10. So if you can just imagine what they go through, they're on 24/7 just like any normal parent is, but they have 10 kids running around. And so they are 3 weeks on, 1 week off, and then the week that they're off, the respite house parents take them. But from the morning they get up, they make them breakfast, they get them ready for school, right now they can't go to school, so we have a schoolroom on campus. They come home, they do chores, they go out and play, they do their homework when they get home. Anything that a normal kid should be doing and does, they are going to be doing, and they give them a normalcy. The house parents give them a life that has a normalcy. It has rules. It has structure. And they do a wonderful job doing that.
Britton, when we come back, we're going to take a quick break, but I want to talk a little bit about your facility. You've already kind of said that right now you're kind of on hold with contractors coming out and doing a lot of work, but really it's going to be necessary for people to be able to get out, get on campus. And I want to make sure that people understand that, in addition to financial donations, they can also make donations by helping you maybe with a roof on one of the cottages or some landscaping, like a church out of Washington did for you a couple summers ago. And just kind of talk about your facility. It is a beautiful facility. You do a great job of taking care of it. And I want to talk about that when we come back. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. Britton Pruitt. I can't even say your name, Britton. Britton Pruitt will be with us. Stay with us.
No doubt 2020 has brought setbacks. Ready for your comeback?
You know you're in a crisis when life is overwhelming you. When everywhere you look, there is a problem.
Tony Evans says your past does not need to be your future. Do you agree? Then you'll want a copy of Tony Evans' book, Your Comeback. And with any donation to Star 88 or KNKT in December, you'll get a copy of this dynamic book. You need this book to launch your life into a comeback. Just give a gift to star88.fm or knkt.com. Click under Donate. And you'll be helping our station make the end of the year budget. We all need a comeback.
In a crisis, you need to see the living God.
Make a donation at star88.fm or knkt.com under Donate and receive Tony Evans' book, Your Comeback.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lesko.
One of the reasons that prayer is so powerful is because it releases unity. And where there is unity, there's always strength. Where there's division, there's always weakness. That's why one of the common statements or creeds during the Revolutionary War was, united we stand, divided we fall. It's said that Benjamin Franklin mused after they signed the Declaration of Independence that, brothers, if we don't hang together, we shall all be hung separately, all hang separately. There's power in unity. And prayer unites your soul to God, and that unity releases power. But that's something I think we would expect. I'm united to God. David said, give me a heart that's united. Give me a single heart for you, right? God's looking for those whose hearts are loyal or united towards his name. That makes sense, that prayer unites our heart to heaven.
For more fresh thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
As often as you can, you want to try to do things that are more energizing to you than draining. When possible, if there's something that you just don't like and you're a leader and you can actually empower someone else who loves doing it, delegate that. Or you want to eliminate it. There are some things that we don't like doing that don't really move the needle. Just stop doing those things. Or automate it. In other words, create a system that gets that task done without a lot of energy from you. When possible, you should also be growing and doing the things that are in your sweet spot that really bring fulfillment, that maximize your gifts and your production. You want to do more of what energizes you. Always create the rhythms for your peak production and fulfillment. You can't create more time, but you can create more energy.
That was Craig Groeschel on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
He is once again partnering with Gospel for Asia to share the good news of Jesus Christ through tangible gifts for precious children and their families. Right now, you can choose several ways to give to those in most need in South Asia. Gifts like chickens, goats, water buffaloes, pigs, Jesus wells, sewing machines, and much more. The best part is your gift will be presented by a Gospel for Asia supported missionary in the field, giving them the unique opportunity to communicate God's love to these families. And this is a gift that's going to impact an entire community, even provide stimulus to the economy, food, and all kinds of things. If you're interested in supporting Gospel for Asia's Christmas campaign, go to the knkt.com website or call us at 855-572-4628. Britton Pruitt with Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, and I appreciate you, Britton, joining us. We've spent some time here in the last 60 days talking about, gee, 2020 has been really tough, but God came through and really blessed you guys big time at your virtual event, and I guess technology is really going to play a big part in what you do moving forward. But I want to ask you about your facilities, and I know you have a beautiful facility. And we've already kind of talked about the maintenance things that people may be able to help with later in 2021. But that's not going to prevent them from doing work and things right now on emergency type things. So describe the facility and what you have in place for people that haven't seen it before.
So the facility is a 6-acre campus, and we have 3 cottages. We have just the normal things on the campus, you know, office building and garage and that type of thing. We have a basketball court. We have a big grass area where the kids can run around and play. And there's a bunch of trees so they can go and do a bunch of things and just be kids. We do have it walled off, and it's a closed campus right now. So because we can't let people on just because of the COVID thing and for obvious reasons, but it's their home. It's the kids' home. It's the house parents' home. And, you know, we have to, being the office staff, we have to remember that that's their home.
Yes.
And it may be a place where I work, but it's their home. And so it is a very, very, it's a very, very nice place to be out there. It's very comfortable. It's very pleasurable to be out there, so that we really enjoy it.
I've never spent any time. You have a little pond out there, don't you, Britton?
We do. We do. We have fish in there, and sometimes the kids come. We have fish food in the office, and sometimes the kids come over there and they say, "Hey, can we feed the fish?" And so we give them all a handful of fish food, and they go out and feed the fish, and they really like doing that. So we have one little kid that comes in the office, and he's so cute. He's really young, but he'll come in there because all the other kids are at school. He's too young to be in school, so he'll come ask us for fish food, and we'll give him some fish food. So it's really cute watching him do that.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun. And I want to emphasize that the kids really do have, I guess, what most of us would consider a normal life. In normal circumstances, they go to school. You guys have parent-teacher meetings. You do everything that, you know, any of us would do. But in the same breath, the home is kind of the same. And I know all of our listeners that are homeowners, you know that the maintenance and things are never ending. So, Britton, I'm going to ask you this. If maybe there's a plumber that would be willing to come out and fix a faucet, maybe not today, but just let you know that they are available, is that the kind of thing that people can do to just be available to you to help you with small things like that?
Yes, we have a maintenance supervisor on site, Jim Palmer, but he's constantly needing help with certain things because he is only one guy. And so we do have volunteers that come out whenever we're able to have volunteers. But we need electricians, we need plumbers, we need carpenters, as many as are able to help to come out and give us the support and give us their time and their expertise out there, because it matters, and it gives us the sense that we can do everything we can to take care of the kids and keep them comfortable.
Yeah, well, and Britton, you are right now. For example, one of your cottages is housing what, 8 to 10 kids in any one cottage?
Correct.
And you have house parents that are treating them just like they were their own kids and taking care of all of their needs. Are there any other things that you can recommend for people in terms of, I know you take one-time donations. It's actually very easy. I want to reemphasize ACCH, that's Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, the number 4, ACCH, the number 4, kids.org is the website. And you can give easily online. That's what I do. It works well. It's a very secure type system. What helps you the most, though? Regular occurring small gifts or one-time larger gifts? What would you like ideally, Britton?
Well, we do have a lot of support with small regular donations. We have a lot of those. We have a lot of people that do that. That's their ministry, and it's very much needed. We do also do have people that give us large donations from time to time. And then we do, we really could use, I mean, if people don't donate to our general fund, what would really help is if people would like to buy gift cards, especially around the holidays, to Walmart, Target, and any other department or grocery stores, so we can take the kids clothes shopping whenever they need to. That would really help as well.
Yeah, so gift cards are huge. And I know in non-COVID times, you kind of like to get things like Isotopes tickets and Lobo tickets. And we'll pray before too long, me being a sports guy, and I know you too, we need to get back to having some sports. Right now, all of our sports teams are having to move out of New Mexico. We've got all the Lobos down in West Texas, and I'm hoping that we get to see some basketball pretty soon. Our football team's out in Nevada, and going to play, I think, their fifth or sixth game of the year, and I think they're looking better and better, but we're having a few injuries. I just wished it was happening here in New Mexico.
Yeah, we before COVID happened and everything, we had people that would donate Isotope tickets, and they would donate Lobos tickets and stuff for the soccer games and everything. And the house parents love doing that with the kids, and they take them over there, and the kids love doing that as well. So once everything gets back to normal, if people want to donate tickets to any sporting events or any type thing, that's very much welcome, because the kids really enjoy that, to be able to get out and off campus and do stuff.
And I want to speak to parents right now. As you know, with your own children, you know how expensive it is to take a trip over to Target and buy an outfit. Well, that's exactly what ACCH needs to do with the children that are living there. They need to go. So it'd be really nice if you would consider this, to go out to Target, maybe buy a gift card, 40, 50 bucks, something like that. I don't want to limit that. You might want to do more. But that would really help ACCH buy some clothes for children and keep them kind of updated, because just like your children, these children, they don't want to have anything fancy, but they'd like to have something that at least looks like their peers and is comfortable and safe and warm. By the way, why did it get cold so fast, Britton?
Yeah. Well, I'm not a weatherman, but I think it has something to do with the cold weather coming in, and it had an arctic thing behind it. But yeah, it's getting cold.
Heck, we went from like almost 60 degrees down to the mid-20s, and that's just a little too cold for me. I guess I'm a warm weather person, but I do know that the snow is welcome. I love seeing the snow on the mountains. Lots of people I know love to ski. I haven't been able to ski for a while. That's something I'd like to get back into doing, but the snow's welcome just as long as it's up there in the mountains. That's kind of my feeling.
Yeah, I'm not a big skier. I've done it a few times, but I would like to go again, but I don't know. I can just say the weather changes like that because it's Albuquerque.
Yeah. Britton, you've been now being the director of development here for, what, about a year and a half, 2 years?
Year and a half.
Yeah, how has the ministry been for you? Are you just enjoying this? Are you seeing just a lot of productive ministry going on? And it sounds like you've really adapted to deploying some virtual technologies and different things to help things go. I know Everett, who is the president of your board, is also very progressive in his thinking, and your board of directors, very creative. So my compliments. I'm so glad things are going well, but the need continues. It's not something that, hey, we're done. The need continues, and so I want to appeal to our listeners to consider helping ACCH on an ongoing basis.
So I am enjoying my ministry there. It is a very it's something that really fits me and my personality, and I really enjoy it. And I have grown, and the only reason that I've grown is because I have a wonderful staff that I work with. And Everett White is our executive director. Rick Alcon is our president of the board. And they are fantastic and phenomenal. They do everything they can to support us and support me. And it wouldn't be what it is without them.
Well, and probably Rick will yell at me, but, you know, Rick Alcon's been a longtime businessman in our community. He has a couple of different motorcycle dealers. And for all the people out there that love motorcycles, you got to realize that when you go buy a motorcycle and you deal with local businesses like Rick's, you are actually helping to support ministry, because that's on Rick's heart to really have kids know the love of Christ. And he's out helping this ministry because he wants people to take care of kids that have not been cared for. And that's really the mission of ACCH. Britton, I'm just excited to know you and the amazing things going on in your ministry. I'm looking forward to when I get to be able to come back down and talk to the kids, because that was one of the very first things that I got to do when I started this show, was handed the show, and I just loved it. I love talking to the kids, and they're so happy. You guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your support as well.
Britton Pruitt, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Thank you, my friend, and we'll talk to you here before Christmas.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.